Do not hang up. Phone calls coming up. As promised, we are joined by a running back for the Green Bay Packers, coming off another enormous game. 18 rushes, 168 yards, 2 TDs on Sunday, 6 receptions for 68 yards, and another TD on Sunday. 234 rushing yards, 78 receiving yards, 4 TDs on the year already. Tied for the NFL lead in rushing TDs during the regular season with 16 last year. Team record 23 touchdowns in the regular season and the playoffs combined. And the 182nd pick overall in 2017 out of UTEP. He is a friend of the program, and he appears today courtesy of Snickers and the Snickers chain. Aaron Jones is my guest. Aaron, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, good. In fact, let me rephrase that. You're 2-0. You're in first in the division. You're putting up enormous numbers. You're holding the Snickers chain, which I'll get to in a moment. Overall, how is life for you right now?
Life's good. I have no complaints. I'm blessed, and everything's going great.
All right, so let's talk about what happened this past weekend. You're coming off a game where you had 236 yards from scrimmage. That's a team record for a running back. Last year, you set a team record for TDs in the regular season and the playoffs combined. When you know the history of the team you play for, what does it mean to you to be setting team records in Green Bay? How much pride do you have in that fact?
I have a lot of pride. You know, it's a historic team that's been around for so long. I mean, first season was 1919, and so it was even before the first NFL season. So, I mean, there's a lot of history there, and to come in and be a part of that history is something special.
Aaron Jones joining me. You know, I would imagine you have your process, you have your preparation, you do the same sorts of things every single week to get ready for a game. And then you have a game like that where you rush for a career-high 186 rushing yards. I mean, did you know going into that game that you had something special like that in you? Did you see that coming in any way?
That's what I'm trying to achieve every game. But my brother, he told me, he's like, I need 2 touchdowns. And I told him I was feeling it that day. I was like, I got you for 3. And you have a great week of practice, and I believe the hard work pays off that you put in throughout the week, and it showed on Sunday.
Packers running back Aaron Jones, my guest. The biggest highlight of that game was your career-long 75-yard touchdown run. Can you take us through that? What did you see, and how did it feel to break free like that?
Our left guard and left tackle, and then our center, they were working a combo, and actually the center, Corey Linsley, he had a backer shoot right at him, and he picked him up, and our left guard, Elton Jenkins, and David Bakhtiari were on a combo block, a double team up to the second level backer, and they got up to him, and I was just kind of able to run through the line and go right around them, and I seen it was two hot safeties, and they were split in the middle of the field, and I knew I could just beat them with speed, and kind of made the miss and just took it to the house.
Aaron Jones breaking it down for us. And then you had Aaron Rodgers, and he was just pumped. He was hyped about your performance. He was saying things like, quote, that's pretty amazing. He's such a talented guy. He does so many things for our offense. And then Aaron was also fired up about your receiving as well, including that grab where you were split out wide on a corner and high pointed it in coverage. Quote, that was a pretty spectacular catch. Him high pointing that, and it was tight coverage. It wasn't a ball I second guessed at all. That's all credit to him. End quote. What about that play? What did you see on that play? Take us through that one, too.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, A-Rod called the play on the huddle, and he always tells us just to be ready, you know. Most of the time when running backs are out there, they don't get a lot of respect. So he was like, just always stay ready. You never know when that ball is coming. And I'm running my route, and I start looking back at the ball and tracking it, and I see it coming, and I just – thinking, catch the ball. Any way I can catch it, my mom always told me when I was little, if the ball touches your hands, you got to catch it. So that's all that was going through my mind.
All right, so we're talking about a lot of things here now. You're running wild. You're making plays, split out. But there's also a play where you picked up a blitzing Lions linebacker to buy some time for Aaron Rodgers to complete a 41-yard pass play to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. What about that? How much pride did you take in that play?
I mean, I take a lot of pride in holding our quarterback up. I mean, keeping him clean and protection. It just has to be a mentality. Like you said, it has to be a pride thing. You got to want to keep your quarterback clean, you know. you don't want him taking a lot of hits. And so it, for me, it's a major pride thing in keeping him clean, and not just for me, but the O-line as well. We all take pride in keeping 12 upright and clean with the clean jersey at the end of the game.
Aaron Jones, my guest. You know, I would imagine you guys all, that's all part of the job, right? You got to keep your quarterback clean no matter who your QB1 is. But when your quarterback is that guy, is there a little extra pride, a little extra effort? You're going to be professional no matter what. But when you're trying to keep that guy clean, does everybody go the extra mile because of who he is?
I definitely think so. I mean, it's a future Hall of Famer that you're blocking for. So you definitely don't forget that. You know, if you give him the time, he'll make the defense pay. So we just do our job and try to give him enough time.
Aaron, you know, I'm looking at your production, and you and I have talked in the past, but for all the production you've had, I'm still blown away by the fact that there are still some people overlooking you. How much do you notice that, and is that something that motivates you?
I've noticed it ever since I've been playing football, and it's kind of been a constant for me, just being overlooked. So I definitely use it as fuel to the fire, chip on the mountain on my shoulder, and just let it keep adding up, and let my play do the talking.
Well, it's certainly doing that. Now, knowing that you've got that year under your belt in this system, how much better can this offense overall still get? I mean, like, how high is the ceiling for this team?
I think it's still pretty high. I mean, we left some plays out there. All the receiving core, when I say receiving core, running back, tight ends, receivers, we had some drops out there. So it's some things we can definitely clean up and get sharper. I think you're 3-for-5 in the red zone. So, I mean, you want to be perfect. So, there's room to clean that up as well. And so I think we're making the right strides, but just going to continue to work to where we want to be.
Packers running back Aaron Jones joining me for a couple of more moments. Now, for as good as you looked on the field Sunday, I've got to ask you about the sunglasses you were rocking after the game. They were amazing. What is the story behind those shades?
Oh, yes, sir. So I recently signed with Oakley, and they sent them to me, and I was supposed to wear them the first game coming off the bus, and I kind of end zone, so why not? And I'll just have them on the sideline, pull them out every time I get in the end zone.
I like it. It's a great look. Speaking of great looks, as I mentioned off the very top, you are currently the holder of the Snickers chain. It goes to the league's hungriest player each week. First off, what is that award about? And then how much does it mean to you to receive that award?
Yes, sir. It feels great to be the second player awarded the Snickers chain this season, which is, like you said, is passed around the league each week to the hungriest player. Just like last season, the chain is, like you said, awarded. And I was trying to get my hands on this chain last year, so I'm definitely honored to be able to pick it up early in the season in week two, and I definitely look to be rocking it some more this year. And fans can also check out my Instagram to see the chain and follow hashtag Snickers chain on social media to see which player gets it each week throughout the season.
Dude, life is good. You've got numbers. You've got the chain. Packers off to a great start. He is Aaron Jones, appearing courtesy of Snickers and the Snickers chain. And that chain makes it stop with him this week. And as Aaron just said, he's looking to get it back before the end of the year. Aaron, always good to have you on the show. Appreciate you. That was a great game. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon, because I know we will.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron,
good
be good.
Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Aaron. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate you and your fam. Aaron Jones has come on the show a number of times. I want to make the point. I said it when he was with me a few moments ago. I still cannot believe there's anybody anywhere who overlooks that guy. Anybody anywhere who's not giving him the respect and the credit that he deserves. As I mentioned, we're talking about a truly historic franchise, and he is doing truly historic things. He's setting records. He's doing things that have never been done for that franchise. Been a couple of pretty good running backs for that franchise, and he's doing things that have never been done before. And if you want to talk again about the NFL draft being an inexact science, the 182nd pick out of UTEP in 2017.